Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the third day of April. This is Firearms Monday. The prep tip today is get yourself some chickens. There's a lot more to it than just buying them. Maybe get a good book, talk to a neighbor who keeps chickens. If you want to keep them safe and healthy, there's a lot to it. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, a world-class rifle and training facility in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. And the telephone will be answered if you want to sign up for a class. Get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. That telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, a quick comment on the way things used to be. Did you happen to know John Ross before he passed, sir? You're on mute, Sam.
I do know John Ross. I actually have an autograph book from him. I've been to his house. He lived right off of Clayton Road on the south side.
Right.
And I thought John was one of the coolest guys I've ever met. And he wrote a great book called Unintended Consequences.
Right. Right. Now, Sam, John was a good friend also. And following the passing of my wife, I spent several lunches with him helping get my head back together and get a new outlook on life. But when John was a teenager, he bought through the mail a Laddie L-39 Solothurn 20 millimeter semi-automatic anti-tank rifle and had delivered to his parents' home.
Sounds like John. Yeah, he liked that heavy hardware. He gave me a canister of powder that was so slow burning, you couldn't use it in anything smaller than a 20 millimeter. I still have it.
Roger that. That's the way things used to be, ladies and gentlemen. You could buy a 20 millimeter semi-automatic anti-tank rifle through the mail and have it delivered to your home. Amazing. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Sam. Yeah, I guess in a way we're all chickens. Now, if anybody met you or Sam, they probably wouldn't call you a chicken. they wouldn't call you a chicken twice, put it that way. But anyway, it's very interesting. Dr. Joseph Mercola came out with an article this morning on the bird flu scare. And this relates to weaponization of H5N1, which I believe is, it has a very, very high lethality, I think around 70%. Clinton Richardson was on this network talking to Deanna Spingola about this, I think a couple of years ago. And when he talked about it, I listened rather intently just to the concept of this. And in this article, it talks about this Kawakosa, or whatever his name is, some Japanese researcher that was funded by Gates and Fauci to weaponize the H5N1. And now it's I guess it's contagious in mammals. Think what it would do to the populations in the wild. It would do to your dogs, to anybody who's living out in the country. And it seems to tie in greatly with the Compact Cities agenda. But also it could be, and they had the Ice Age Armor farmer talking on the video on Mercola's article. It was out today. It's at Mercola.com. It's only up for 48 hours starting at 4 a.m. this morning. But you can get it. You can download the PDF. I think it's very interesting. And so people who are starting to harbor these birds may also run into problems with regulations. If not, also, if this thing gets out of control, it could be what Bill Gates was talking about. The next one will really get attention. When he smirked to his wife at the end of one of his talks, you guys have any comments on this? I'll have to look at the article.
I would have to look at the article myself. How about you, Sam?
Yeah, I'm not really clued in on, you know, what Gates has been doing or what he's been saying. I tend not to focus on what evil people are putting out propaganda-wise, other than an occasional glance to kind of see what direction they're going. So what do you think are the consequences of what you're talking about? What are the long-term issues with what you're talking about?
Well, this could be the next pandemic. The next vaccine required, it pushes that agenda forward greatly.
I
also see it doing other things in the wild.
Do you think with the disaster of this latest vaccine and now all the information that's finally coming out that can't be suppressed any longer, do you think this country would tolerate another bogus vaccine scheme? I think they're ready to hang Bill Gates. I'm going to be honest.
I don't know. With a 70% kill rate. That's the whole problem. That's why he said the next one will really get noticed. In other words, it's going to be really significant. And people they've trained so many people already to be in on this. And those people who are, you know, even if they don't take the vaccine, if H5N1 gets around and it's 70% lethal or very high lethality, that means goodbye to a number of people. That's all I'm saying. So restrictions, staying at home, lockups. All that.
I have a lot of faith. Yeah. Well, we all know that staying at home and lockups don't help pandemics. Let me tell you, when a virus goes through a community or a country, it goes through. You cannot stop it. You cannot quarantine it or lock it up. It's impossible. Once it's in the public purview, once it hits the airports, the train stations, that's it. It's going through the whole country. Everybody's getting exposed. There's no way to avoid it. If the lockdowns didn't prove this about COVID, I don't know what it proved, right? But
I think if you stay in your house and you don't expose yourself to other people or animals, how are you going to get it? Are they going to inject it into your intake in the house?
You're going to not take mail? You're not going to have food shipped in? I mean, logistically, you're talking about something almost impossible for the average person. Now, are there wealthy people that have years of food stockpiled in a remote mountain chateau? Yes, there are. But for the vast majority of the population, 99%, there's no way to affect what you're talking about. Because if you don't go to the grocery store, you still got to have food shipped in at some point. You're still probably taking your mail, right? You're still going to have a visitor at some point, right? And so, like I said, you can't stop a virus. The virus is going to run its course through society no matter what you try to do from a behavioral perspective.
Well, I don't think sufficient exposure occurs in many cases. You've got to have the right viral load. We kept COVID out of our house until probably this year, as far as I know. And probably it was an old Micron variant that may have snuck in through me, and I was compromised in the process. In other words, my defenses were low, and so I caught it, and I became maybe infectious. I never tested for it, but I'm suspecting it happened. So, if you do some isolation will help. But the whole point is it'll be a big scare. It's got to be a much bigger scare, and there'll be a lot more smarter people. So the sheeps and the goats, they'll separate. And, who knows? I don't know if it's going to materialize, but I just thought I'd let you guys know about his article and what could be on the horizon. So if Todd Callender's on, you could always ask him about it too, John.
Oh, yeah. 5N1. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
John, when you look at...
Dave, thank you for your call. Go ahead, Sam.
John, when you look at the COVID experience... Okay, and you talk to people in California, you hear, oh, thank God we masked and quarantined and this and that. I said, really, why? You still got COVID? Well, yeah. I got it twice after taking the vaccine. I said, okay, so how did masking and quarantine help anything if you got it twice? Well, I took the shot so it wasn't as bad. I said, no. Let me give you a different perspective. Let's talk about Missouri. Let's talk about central Missouri, Camden County, Laclede County. People don't get COVID here. If they did, they got a cold for a day or two, and then they went on with life. But we're all at tractor pulls in the summer of 2020, no mask, all sitting in bleachers, shoulder to shoulder, 3,000, 5,000, 8,000 people watching these tractors pull and these truck pulls. Nobody's wearing masks. These healthy farmers and ranchers, they're not scared of COVID. They didn't go get a shot. The only people that got hurt in my town were older people that had bad circulation that got the shot, and they died of a heart attack or a stroke a couple days later from getting the shot, not from the virus. You look at a couple I know that they're both doctors. They own the largest private medical practice east of the Mississippi. They treated over 7,000 people for COVID. Old people, middle-aged people, young people, healthy people, unhealthy people. Not a single patient of theirs went to the hospital, much less got put on a respirator. Because of the protocols and the way they treated COVID, every one of those patients was healed within 36 hours. They never had to go to the hospital. And what you saw with COVID was the suppression of debate among doctors.
That's right.
And you saw collusion between the federal government and the big tech companies and the social media companies and the national media to eliminate any debate on the treatment of COVID. If you had not eliminated that debate, the number of people that died would have been less than 1,000 instead of hundreds of thousands. You put people on respirators, you follow the CDC protocol, and now you're killing 1 million people. And when you suppress the debate, so everybody that's in the big pharma, big hospital system follows the same deadly protocol, instead of healing people, you're killing people. This is mass murder. It's crimes against humanity. People need to be prosecuted. I'm talking Nuremberg 2.0. When you suppress free speech and you suppress debate and people die, you are subject to the death penalty under Title 18, 241 and 242. Why don't we get to that for a change? Why don't we enforce the laws that exist, the federal laws that exist, and go after these COVID criminals? Stop worrying about the next virus. God gave you an immune system. Stop worrying about it.
Roger that. Sam, it's time for a firearms tip of the week, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about the difference between an amateur that is slow and ineffective with their firearms, because I'm a deer hunter and I've killed a deer every year for the last 30 years. I've never missed a deer. right? Let's talk about that guy, right?
Right.
Okay. Your 30-06 bolt action is not going to work in a fight. Your deer hunting rifle is not going to work. You need a semi-auto rifle and a semi-auto pistol with a sight on it that does not have sensitivity to eye relief. In other words, you could be 2 inches from the optic or 20 inches. You can still put a dot on a target and hit it, okay? And you need to learn to configure your weapons so that you can reach the controls. So if you have an AR-15 and you have large to medium hands, you need an extended mag release button. If you have an AR-15, you need an ambidextrous charging handle so you can unlock the weapon from either side, one side only, either side. You need an ambidextrous safety so that you can fight from behind cover and manipulate your safety properly. Your pistol, you need an extended mag release button if you can't reach it with your fighting grip. You need a raised and extended slide release button for your pistol if you can't reach it with the thumb while you have your fighting grip and your finger on the trigger. If you want to learn how to operate a gun at professional level speeds, you've got to get your gun set up to fit your hand. And you've got to do the things we just talked about. You've got to get the controls of your weapons to fit you personally, not anybody else, just you. That's your firearms tip of the week.
Absolutely. Just a quick mention about the quarantine and what Dave said a moment ago. The traditional use of quarantine for centuries has been you quarantine the sick people. That's what works. And that's what's been done for centuries with some measure of success. Quarantining the healthy people has never been done before that I'm aware of. Are you, Sam?
Quarantining?
The healthy people. That's what was advocated.
That's insane.
It is, but that was
what's done. Work.
That's what Dave is advocating. Quarantine the healthy people. You don't
well,
do that.
Dave said some of the craziest things I've ever heard on the show. Calling in. And I'll be honest, you know, Dave's a smart guy, but Dave's not always a logical guy, and he's not always a guy that looks at history. Historically, we've prevented massive infections by quarantining the sick.
Absolutely.
And by protecting their medical workers and keeping them in a controlled environment, the people that are caring for the sick.
And quarantining them. Roger that. Now, another comment before we get to our next caller. Dr. Fauci was in charge of making of the response to the HIV epidemic we had in the mid-80s, a disease that if you caught it, you're going to die. He did not quarantine the sick people. Then 30 years later, he's in charge of the COVID-19, and he advocated quarantining the healthy people. The
Dr.
same
Fauci,
right.
Dr. Fauci is not who people think he is.
Doctor, no.
Everyone in the intel world knows that Dr. Fauci has been handling bioweapons programs since 2001, since the end of 2001, and possibly before that. But, you know, a lot of that stuff's compartmented. It's not in the public purview. If you don't have security clearance in certain areas, if you don't have compartmentalization clearance, you're not going to know the details of this kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. Fauci is a bioweapons guy.
That's right.
And has been from the very beginning. He doesn't care about public health. In fact, he wants to weaken this country. And he's made millions of dollars doing it.
Right.
That guy needs to be hung.
Absolutely.
He needs to be tried by a jury of his peers, convicted and hung for crimes against humanity.
Roger that. Let's get to our caller. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. I just wanted to make a comment, a couple of things. First, I wanted to comment about this idea that Sam is right. I mean, you can't stop a virus or a thing from going through. I think, in my opinion, I'm not a doctor, but my opinion is the best thing to do is just let it run its course. Like you were saying, quarantine the sick, and then people develop natural immunities to these things, you know? And this idea of everybody running and hiding and trying to lock things up and taking vaccines and all that, that's fear tactics. That's all that is. It's all
control mechanisms.
Fear. Yeah.
Yep.
But my comment, actually,
on,
the reason I'm calling
hold on,
is...
we got a break, Charlie. After the break, we'll get your comment. Hold on.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden's budget proposal is out. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Liberty Lighthouse Wellness, my brand new Made in America supplement line. Find them in the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com. President Biden's budget suggests increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, ensuring that, quote, large corporations pay their fair share, end quote. The administration estimates this would generate $1.326 trillion in revenue. Sure, increasing corporate tax might raise federal revenue. It also might cause corporations to fire employees to make up the difference. A 7% increase in corporate tax may also cause the cost of everything that you buy to go up by 7%. After all, an inconvenient truth is that only consumers pay taxes. Biden is also attempting to roll back part of the Trump tax cuts. And remember that promise? No tax increases for anyone earning less than $400,000. Well, we all knew it was a lie, but rolling back a cut is the same thing as an increase. Hopefully, the House of Representatives won't take the $6.8 trillion budget proposal seriously. Ah, crap. That means all of our hope lies in Kevin McCarthy's hands. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem. Parabellum.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland.
Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Energy Cleaner Easter sale is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off Energy Cleaner, 25% off mattress pads. Go ahead and place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com or call by toll-free our line, 800-592-9543. Charlie, what is your comment, sir?
Oh, well, I missed the first hour of the show, so I don't know if you guys brought this up, but are you aware of the attack on our First Amendment and our free speech going on right now from the Biden administration? Are you aware that that a man named Doug Mackey, who posted anti-Hillary memes, you know, those little cartoon-like pictures that involved Hillary, well, the Biden has convicted him for propaganda, I guess. And they're running a test case here, but this guy is facing up to 10 years in prison for this. And this is an attack, a direct attack, I think, on our free speech here in this country. You know, if he, whether he gets sentenced anything or not, they're running a trial balloon is basically what it is, to see how they can get away. And this is an attack on our free speech. There's no two ways about it. And I was just wondering if you guys knew this, about this. This happened, he was just convicted, I think it was about on Friday. I think this past Friday. And he hasn't been sentenced, but I don't know how we can get away with this. This is an attack from them on our right to free speech. If they get their way, we're not going to be able to say anything bad about any political person out there, you know, especially if they're Democrat, right? You know.
Yep, you're exactly right. They're attacking the First Amendment, attacking the Second Amendment, attacking the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. They've destroyed the Tenth Amendment. You know, they assume powers that were never delegated to them, and it's going to get bad. It's going to get worse before people stand up and say no. And when they do, it's going to be extremely ugly. And you know what? I have begged people for 10 years to get involved and to stop this stuff politically, and people have ignored it and gone on with their lives at the peril of their children and grandchildren, and they're going to start a civil war with this stuff because there's 1% of the male population that isn't going to tolerate this. And that may not sound like a lot of people, you know, but if you take your calculator and you take 300 million, okay, and you times that by 0.01, you get 1%. That's 3 million men. That's three times, that's 20 times the number of shooters the government has. So, you know, they want to start a civil war, bring it on. You know, I wish we'd have solved it at the polls, but they're pushing and pushing and pushing, and they're not going to back off. They're going to accelerate their attacks on your rights and your freedoms. And at some point, the straw that broke the camel's back is going to happen, and there's going to be a spark, and they're going to light this country on fire. And it will be a tragic day because Americans should not be hurting other Americans. We should be solving our problems through debate and through political process. But you know what? They don't want to debate. They're suppressing debate right now. And so there's no way to go through the process and resolve conflict, and that's what they're counting on.
Well, I guess they're calling it disinformation. So it's like he's going to be tried, or he's going to be charged for. He's already been charged and found guilty for disinformation.
Well, has there been a trial? Is there a jury that's come back with a guilty verdict?
Yes, he's been found guilty, but he hasn't been sentenced yet.
Is it in federal court or state court?
Now that I don't know, Sam. I'm sorry. I don't know about that.
See, you're so light on the facts.
I know it was brought from the Biden administration, so I'd assume it's some kind of federal case, but I don't know.
What's the guy's name?
His name is Doug Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y. And he's got a defense fund, which, you know, we can contribute to. That's another thing. See, they have all the money. You know, people like these small guys like him, they don't have money to fight these people. But his name is, you can contribute to his defense fund or find out more about the case. Douglas Mackey, and he's on Substack, I guess, or you can find it.
So the media is calling Doug a far-right influencer convicted in 2016 voter suppression scheme. Okay, so I'm curious what he was actually charged with.
All I know is that he was making these memes.
Most likely he will and should win on appeal. You're right, Sam.
Yeah, Charlie, he's going to win on appeal.
No, I have nothing more. I just wanted to add that to the mix because we got to watch this Biden administration very closely.
Thank you, Charlie.
They're going to take away everything we've got.
We have Bob Nauer break. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Things at my website you'll find nowhere else on the internet. Seriously, no place else. The articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. The articles published by my friend, the former counterintelligence agent. Summaries of news from all over the planet, literally. The humor section is a lot of fun. We add to that 2 or 3 times a week. Plus products that will help you, such as a wood-burning appliance that has no smoke, the Liberator rocket heater, commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite, that you can set up in your home to make your own freeze-dried food. And, of course, the Easter sale on Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. You can find out by watching a video there how to properly clean your rifle. You may think you know, but you really don't. And the telephone number, if you want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase thermal imaging, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. We have open lines right now at 512-248-8252. Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think continue our discussion about the fundamentals. You know, how do you prepare for disaster? Well, there's several subjects. You've been to an event where I presented, you know, a five-hour presentation with over 200 action steps that you can take, and it covers the areas of threat assessment, how to mitigate various types of threats to you and your family, how to protect yourself financially, how to get actively involved in government and what changes need to be made so your state is not the canary in the mine when things start to collapse. It's the one of the most important things to understand. It is very important not to be the first casualty. You talk about the canary in the mine shaft. You know, a lot of people, if you're younger, you may not know what that means, but back in the day, the miners used to take a live canary in a small cage down into the mine shaft with them. And as they were mining materials, sometimes gases would leak out of the ground that would become poisonous or dangerous. And the canary was very sensitive to the quality of the air. So if the canary passed out, it was time to get out of the mine quickly so you didn't pass out and die in the mine shaft. And you don't want to be the canary in the mine shaft. So living in a conservative state, getting out of places like New York and California, and, you know, these liberal bastions of psychosis, getting out of those states, maximizing your family's wealth, protecting your assets, not holding cash in these hyperinflationary periods, holding hard real assets, getting your communication structure lined out. They could turn off the internet and the cell phones today with the snap of a finger. The federal government now has the power to shut down all communications other than things like radio and private micro beam communications. So, you know, companies do the micro beam thing for secure communications. Corporations do that. People do ham radio and they do GMRS radio and things like that, depending on what their budget is. But, you know, one of the things we did here in Lebanon is to set up repeaters for GMRS. So if they kill the cell phones and the internet, everybody with a hiking radio or a family radio or a hunting radio can communicate and be part of a local network and learn what's going on. And then we have a worldwide comm station here at the Freedom Center where I can talk to places like Papua New Guinea or Europe or Australia or Japan simply by powering up and pointing an antenna a certain direction. And so the ability to have local, regional, and then national, and then international communications in at least one or two places in your community is a really cool thing to have because it allows you to stay informed. Now, if you don't want to talk and you don't want to spend that kind of money, you don't have to. You can buy a little tunable receiver for $50, and you can hear people like me telling people like you what's going on in the world. You know, and that's something that people had in World War II, which allowed them to stay informed. Even if they weren't talking, they could still listen. So it doesn't take a huge investment. If you're one of the people that has financial resources, you can get your community set up with these backup systems very inexpensively. If you're a person that doesn't have a lot of money, you can buy a GMRS radio for $30. and you use it on a repeater that's in your town, and you can have a little ham radio where you can tune in and find people talking about what's going on regionally and nationally and internationally. And so there's no excuse for not being informed. You could stay informed for under $100. And so communications is one element. Energy is another element. Do you have a backup generator? Do you have propane on your property? Because diesel fuel and gas go bad after a period of months. You can only put so much preservative in gas, and it only lasts so long. And once diesel hits 4 months old, it starts to lose its power. Propane will live in a tank for 20 years with no degradation. And so propane is absolutely the backup power system of choice. If the electrical grid goes down and you have a large propane tank and a medium-sized generator, 12 kW or larger, you have a soft start system on your AC unit, you can run like normal for the better part of a year. And so, you know, I beg people to consider these backup systems. Consider communications, consider energy, consider defense, consider the fact that you may have to go mobile. So don't make all your backup food canned food. Have some freeze-dried food. Have water filters that are capable of filtering viruses. All of this stuff puts your family in a much better situation should your neighborhood ever turn into eastern Ukraine for whatever reason.
Roger that. Roger that. We got open lines. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252.
John, a lot of people don't realize that Russia has just completely changed its nuclear profile.
How so?
They have now stopped communicating through the standard nuclear protocols. They've gone completely independent. They've activated a bunch of nuclear sites. They've told the world that if there's certain types of weapons brought into Ukraine, that they believe they're morally justified in a first strike nuclear hit on their enemies. I mean, the ante has been upped. The threat level internationally has climbed exponentially in the last 6 months because of the Biden administration and NATO's idiocy. And that's a threat to everybody. That's not just a threat to the people in Ukraine. China has now formed some new alliances with Russia. Everything is shaping up for Europe and America to go to war with Russia and China. The only question is when. See, China and Russia are not playing the international bankers' games. So the people that are pulling the strings at the IMF and the Federal Reserve, Russia and China have decided to disconnect from that system and not play their game any longer. And you're going to see the whole world is going to divide. There'll be very few neutral countries. There'll be countries that are in with the IMF and the Federal Reserve, and there'll be countries that ally with China and Russia. So, and when India goes full in with China and Russia, they will have enough of an alliance to dominate the world. America will no longer be the influential superpower that it was. Now, I'm talking about strategic concepts. I'm talking about higher level Leviathan forces. And if you haven't been to war college, you haven't had strategic training like I have, some of this stuff you may go, oh God, Sam, what are you talking about? What are you saying? Okay. What I'm saying in a nutshell is the balance of global power is shifting, and it's shifting quickly, and things are about to change. And when global powers change significantly, there's usually a commodity war, and then a banking war, and then a shooting war. And that's exactly what we've seen. We've seen the commodity war over oil. We're about to see the commodity war on food. We're in the middle of the banking war, which should tell anyone who studied history at a high level that we are not far from the shooting war. The shooting war is not far away. And keep in mind, John, 12 hours before Russia invaded eastern Ukraine, the Ukrainians were laughing, saying Russia wouldn't dare do that. Pride and arrogance is not a good trait in an environment like this. Pretending like it can't happen to me borders on psychosis in these types of environments.
Right, right. Well, I saw that firsthand in the lead-up to the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. You ready for our next caller, Sam?
Sounds like we got Catherine on hold.
Catherine and Maine, go ahead, my dear.
Hi, Sam. I have someone that I know who is investing in finally listening to me, the power, and they got natural gas. And I just caught the end of what you said about propane, and I wanted to pass this on to them. Why would you, could you just summarize real quickly, why would you choose propane over natural gas for the generator?
Two reasons. Propane will make about 12% more power. So you can configure your generator, like the generator that I have, you can you can go in electronically and tell it to run on propane, or you can tell it to run on natural gas.
Okay.
So most modern generators, with the push of a button, you can tell it to run either fuel. Either fuel will work, but you have to understand that natural gas makes about 12% less power in the same generator than propane does. So you're going to be able to make less electricity. So if you're planning to run on natural gas, you've got to buy a larger generator, at least 15% larger, to do the same work than if you were planning to run on propane. So it adds a little bit to the expense. The other thing is storing natural gas. You know, it's not as accessible. There's a whole propane industry out there where you can get a propane tank buried on your property or set X distance from your home. And you bury the line no more than 18 inches underground and run it to your generator next to your house. It's propane logistically is easier to do, but if for some reason you're in an environment where natural gas works for you and it's more cost effective, you could do that. But I would seriously consider A, the price of natural gas versus the price of propane. And the simple fact that you're going to have to buy more natural gas to do the same work as you would for propane.
Now, they probably have the same size home as what you might be, you know, four or five bedrooms. You know what I mean? What's your favorite generator to get for that size house?
Well, I like the Generacs and the Honeywells that have the Generac engines, because the Generac engines are made to have very efficient power generation and torque at a low RPM, which means your consumption of natural gas or propane is significantly less. The other thing that that does for you, that engine design, is allows you to start things that have a high surge demand. So when you go to start an air conditioner or an electric motor, you may run that motor on 1,000 watts. But to start that motor and get it spinning, you may draw 4,000 watts. And once it gets running, then the usage drops dramatically in about 8 seconds. So one of the hardest things is, how do I size my generator for my needs? And so there's two ways to do it. You can buy this massive, expensive generator that will run everything in the house at the same time, and it'll start up the three air conditions you have for your 8,000-square-foot home, or you can buy like a smaller 12 kW, 12,000 watt generator and put what we call a soft start kit on the generator, which allows you to run what you normally run in the house. And the soft start kit allows the smaller generator to be able to start up your air conditioning compressor so that you can use your AC as well. So there's a couple
of ways
to go after that.
And you know so much. You know so much about so many things. We need to clone you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, great. I will definitely pass this on. And just, John, I just wanted to mention for the freeze-dried food. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep talking.
I have some food, John. I don't eat that much. Then it's just going old, right? And I've been eating, you know, from the stored stuff. And I really don't like eating expired food because it doesn't taste great. You know what I mean? It does taste just a little bit expired. So I'm just going to encourage people to invest in the freeze-dried food because, you know, you're going to eat it a little less. And I don't know. I would just rather have freeze-dried food for an emergency that tastes fresh when you use it. You know what I mean?
So. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And anyway, is there anything else I should pass on to him about that generator thing? They're under a lot of stress. He's still working 60 hours a week, okay? And they don't have a lot of time. Is there anything else you can think of for somebody like that?
Yeah, I'll cover it after the break.
Thank
Hold
you.
Hold on. Okay. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine, you have a further question or comment before we wrap it up here?
I just had one more thing. John, if you could ask Ruthie to talk about in detail how she does her freeze drying, okay? They're very meticulous, and I feel like they're doing the best home freeze drying method probably. I mean, devil's in the details. And so if there's any way that maybe you could ask her to give like a really good synopsis so we can all hear it again, you know what I mean, of exactly how she does it, because she has it down, sounds like, you know, the best, most efficient way to do it, the wisest way. She's doing a lot of different things that they've done, working out details. So that would be my only request, and then I will listen and pass on whatever he says additional. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sam, we're trying to fit one more call in here. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, we have to do it quickly if we've got one.
We got one. Scott in Arizona. Almost out of time, Scott.
Yeah, I just want to stick a fork in it. I have a friend who's an engineer, works for a power gas company on the Illinois-Indiana border, and they're putting a foot-and-a-half diameter gas line into a steel plant, and they backed it up with two big generator systems to run pumps that are running off of natural gas. And he told me, as an engineer, he says, the gas doesn't just flow, it's pumped in. So the origination point for the gas, whether it comes out from Michigan or Canada, wherever it does, it requires power to move the natural gas. So when people have natural gas, they can't get it once the power's cut, and the only thing that would work would be the propane. And you're absolutely spot on.
Roger that. Yep, I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay. Thank you, Scott, for the call. Sam, got about 60 seconds to give your summary, sir.
The only way the globalists can win, if they convince you to quit, if they convince you to lay down your arms, if they convince you to surrender. They cannot win this fight. Do not surrender. Do not give up your guns. Do not give up your freedoms. Do not bow to this satanic ritual clown show. Make sure you grow a spine. And if you lack courage, read your Bible and grow some courage. You know, the old saying of the young boy talking to the chief of the tribe, and the boy says, my father told me I have one wolf in my mind that wants me to do good. I have another wolf that wants me to do evil. How do I know, chief, which wolf will win out in the end? And the chief says, the wolf that you feed. And I want people to understand that courage doesn't happen by accident. You've got to get in scripture. You've got to understand why your father created you, your father in heaven, and that you have a purpose on this earth, and it is to do the right thing no matter how much it hurts. So get in scripture and grow a spine. Let freedom ring, John. I'll see you.
Roger that. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the very large, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.